Hare Krishna. We are discussing about Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. So, the Raganuga Bhakti is so powerful, if someone absorbed properly by meditation, then he entered in trance. And being in the sadhak sharir, being in this material world, by his siddha deha, by his perfect body, he can enter in spiritual kai pastime of Krishna. This is the influence of Raganuga Bhakti. Now a question came in your mind. Is somebody sleeping on an old and torn mattress, like you can see in America, so many bums, they are living in the park here and there and sleeping on old and torn mat. If they dream, oh, I become president of America, is it possible? Not possible at all. In same way, if someone he meditated upon his manjari form and he thought that I am entering in kunja in braj and serving divine couple under guidance of Guru Sakhi, will it be possible ever? In this reply, it may say that yes, like in material world, everything, the inert, everything is illusion. So whatever you think for enjoying, being unqualified, it may be false, no doubt. But what you think about Sri Bhagavan and what is given by our bona fide Gurudev and Guru Parampara is 100% truth, there is no doubt. It always be happened, because it is not only imagination, it is true. And what you are imagining and dream that I became president of America, it's not possible. But here, which line you are following under guidance of bona fide Gurudev and Guru Parampara about Sri Bhagavan, Bhakti and Bhagavan, in one day must be true, there is no doubt, because Krishna is always true. Satyat Satya Hi Govinda, Sri Govinda is truth of all truths. Even when Bhagavan Krishna came in the womb of Devaki Devi, at that time the demigods are praying Krishna also, the Satyam Trisatyam Satyastha Janini Tancha Satye, etc. When you'll type, I can give the reference number and complete sloka and meaning. If you observe and you have contact in your mind and very absorb, and if you take any vow, it must be coming true, there is no doubt. Sri Krishna told himself by his own lotus leaves. यथा संकल्पयेद् बुद्धा यदा वामत् परः पुमान् मयि सत्ये मनो जुञ्जं तथा तत् समुपासनुते. श्रीमद्भागवतम 11th कंटो चैप्टर 15 श्लोक नंबर 26. ए योगी हु हैज फेथ इन मी absorbing his mind in me and knowing that my purpose is always fulfilled, will always achieve his purpose by the very means he has determined to follow. The explanation of this: when you type I can tell Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada mentioned that one should determine to revive one's lost relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna through the infallible means of devotional service, which can be executed at any time or in any place. There are many books giving proper guidance for achieving Lord Krishna, and the following are mentioned. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad in Sankalpa Kalpa Vriksha, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Sri Govinda Lilamrita, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita and Sankalpa Kalpadrum, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sri Gauranga Smaran Mangal. Even in the modern age, our spiritual grandsire Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and our Gurudev, beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Vishnupada Paribrajaka Acharya Varja, Ashtotra Sata Shishumad Bhaktivedanta Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj, has given us so many transcendental literature which can fix us firmly on the path back home, back to Godhead. Our sankalpa determination should be practical and not useless. We should resolve to make a permanent solution to the problems of life by going back home, back to Godhead. So, if we fixed our mind and absorb properly in Bhagavan, then we can get the result of Sarga, means heavenly planet, where demigods lives, and Apavarga means dharma, artha, kama, moksha, all other desire always become fulfilled. So, when somebody being absorbed and want to serve divine couple, his determination must be come in true, there is no doubt. Just like if you sit under an ordinary tree, and desire something, it may not be fulfilled. But if you sit under Kalpa Vriksha, means whose tree? The tree sitting on beneath the tree, if you desire anything, it will be always fulfilled. Kalpa Vriksha, desirable tree. In some way, ordinary tree is given an example for material world, and the Kalpa Vriksha, desirable tree, is like transcendental world. So what you think about transcendental world, it must be coming true, and for material world, what you think about illusion or inert, it may not be true. By the practice of Raganuga Bhajan, the practitioner of Raganuga Bhakti, the devotee being in this material world, he can back and forth, he can go to the transcendental world and come back material world again, is possible. There are so many examples about this. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Sloka number 6, Sanakair Bhagavan Lokan Nirlokam Punaragataha Vimirijya Nitya Viduram Pritto Adhava Utsmayan. When Uddhav want to speak something with Vidur, the great devotee Uddhav, in his trance, he went to eternal abode of God, Dwaraka, and from there he came back soon from the abode of the Lord in this human planet. And he awakened his reminiscences of the past and spoke to Vidur in a pleasing mood. After typing this, have to type the whole purport. No need to write purport, only keep some gap and type the whole purport. Even there is so many examples in our scriptures. In modern age, in Jaiva Dharma of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in first part of Jaiva Dharma, once Babaji Maharaj was in trance and he was absorbed in Nishanta Lila, the last part, pastime of last part of the night. And being in this world absorbed so much, he entered in eternal pastime. At that time, divine couple was resting, and now gradually dawn has come. So Vrinda Devi became very worried. She tried at her level best to make them awake from their sleep, but they are sleeping. Vrindavi very worried if now people will come for Braj, if they see divine couple, what they will think about them. So Vrindavi arranged some bird to charm there, to sing there. They did so, but still they are sleeping. At last, Vrinda Devi, getting any no means, he ordered to the sea monkey of Radhika, Kakhoti by name. Then Kakhoti, the monkey, began to screaming so much and told Jatila, Jatila. Jatila means here, Jata Jal. Jala means the sun rays are coming. And divine couple Sri Radha and Krishna, they thought Jatila is coming here, means mother-in-law of Radhika is coming here, then will be great danger. So when that sea monkey screaming so much, then Babaji Maharaj, absorbed in his mood, being in internal world, he told to Vaishnav Das, O Raman Manjari, so please make silent of that monkey, otherwise will disturb for divine couple sleep. So from that day, Babaji Maharaj came to know his eternal identification and engaged same service. The second example, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, when he was doing bhajan, one day he absorbed in his trance and he saw Krishna went for cow grazing with his so many sakhas like Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, Madhumangal, Subal, Ujjal, Basanta, Kokil, etc., etc. Madhumangal was telling to Krishna, O Krishna, always you are posting so much, you did so, you done so, you can do this, do that, only you are boasting. And all Brajavasi give you so much laddu and other thing. Do you know why? Krishna told, what is the cause? Then Madhumangal told, because you have peacock feather and this pitambars, that yellow cloth, so for this everybody likes you. And the flute, especially the flute, if you give up that peacock feather, flute and your yellow cloth, then no one will care for you. Krishna told, really? Madhumangal, yes. He said, okay, let us change our dress, each other. So they switch off their cloth. Madhumangal and Krishna exchange their cloth, each other. In the meantime, one demon named Kesi in form of horse, he came there. Kamsa told to Kesi demon that my enemy name is Krishna. He is like black, his bodily complexion like flesh cloud, and he always using peacock feather, yellow cloth and flute in his hand. If you see someone, then you can see he is my greatest enemy. Somehow that you have to kill him. When Kesi came, he find out that one cowherd boy, he has peacock feather, yellow cloth and flute, but he is not, his color is not face cloud, quite fair skin. So he thought maybe he make up his body, so he must be his master's greatest enemy. So he came not look here and there, if any other fresh cloud complexion, by his hind leg want to kick Madhumangal, but somehow other, by grace of Bhagavan, Kesi, demon Kesi could not touch Madhumangal, only by the ear of hind leg he went so far. And when he stood up again and told Krishna, oh, this your yellow cloth, peacock feather and flute, this is the root of all danger, I don't want. Immediately he took it off and took his own dress from Krishna and changed dress again. Again Kesidatta came, then Krishna killed him. So hearing this, the activity of Madhumangal, Rupa Goswami being in this world, in Sadhak Sarir, he was smiling. Another incident of Srila Rupa Goswami. Once Krishna early in the morning went to the bank of Kusum Sarovar. There are so many trees full of flower, and by the Krishna's desire, Jogmaya Devi and Brinda Devi, especially Jogmaya Devi, arranged so many flowers in one tree. Krishna climbed up the tree, and by his universal form, by weight, great weight, he pushed one branch down, and the branch was full of flowers. And Sakhis, they are picking flower. Gajil Radhika came, oh, this branch is full of flower. She was picking flower. In the meantime, Krishna took his weight off from the branch, and Krishna hung the upper branch of the tree. And immediate, Radhika hang up and began to screaming, oh, I am dying, who is here, help me, save me. And Rupa Goswami was in trance and he saw this first time. Another incident of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. Then Krishna came down, and he hold Radhika, and Radhika came down. Seeing this, Rupa Goswami began to smile in this physical body, his sadhakochit sarir. First example was of Madhumangal and Krishna of sokharas, these are Madhur Ras. I'm giving another example of Rupa Goswami Pad. When Sri Rupa Goswami Pad was prakat in this world, he was doing bhajan and went into trance. In that time, Mother Yashoda early in the morning, he churned yogurt and make some butter and give in the hand of Krishna. Krishna taking on pumpful butter, and just Mother Yashoda dressed him very nicely and give him butter to eat. And Mother Yashoda told to Krishna, Krishna, you can eat butter, I can engage other services of household services. So Krishna, like a human being, in Nanda Bhavan there is 84 pillars made of jewels. So he hold one pillars and surrounding and playing all alone. All of a sudden he saw his own reflection in the pillar. The pillar was more glazy and smooth than a mirror. Seeing own reflection, Krishna became surprised. Who is this boy? So attractive, so nice. I never seen in whole Braj a boy like this. Or better, I can make friendship with him. Although Dau Bhaiya means Baladev Prabhu is here, he not always with me. Sometime he went to house of my uncle Upanando, sometime Abhinando, sometime Sannando, sometime Nandan, here and there with Mother Rohini. So he keep me behind all alone. So I want one friend who always be with me. And Krishna, being Supreme Personality Godhead, although omniscient, same time he omniscient and bewildered. By the help of Jogmaya Devi, he forgot that his Supreme Personality Godhead, he forgot his omnisciency. He became bewildered. So, that how to make friendship? Krishna told his own reflection, oh, look, my mother has given me so nice dress. I have so many dresses, because I am the son of a king, I am son of a prince of Maharaj Nanda. If you want, I can give one spare, no problem. And Krishna told, if you have anything, you can give me. So first Krishna want to give, and after that he want to take something from him. By this you can increase friendship each other. And if he could not get any reply, then he told, oh, look, I know so many tricks and I am so expert. I steal butter with my friends. You know how? Once, early in the morning, my mother keeping me on bed, she went for another job. And she kept one pillow next to me and keep my hand, I feet there just like I am holding my mother. But I was not sleeping at that time. I was imitating like I am sleeping. When mother went out, immediate, I came out from the room very softly like a cat without making any sound and went outside, and my few sakhas are waiting there. After that we came to some gopi's house. And taking her son, he entered there and he was stealing butter. In the meantime, the mother Gopi, whose house was there, she caught me red-handed and told, Kanha, you are stealing butter like this early in the morning? Krishna said, no, I think it is my own house, you are my mother. But no, today I will not listen any excuse, because whenever the Braj Gopis used to complain, your mother never believe. So today, I caught you red-handed, I must drag you to Yashoda's house. Then when you will see you, then he may believe, otherwise never believe that you are a thief. Then he caught hand Krishna tightly, and according to Vedic tradition, the tradition of Braj, she covered her face with her veil, and all Sakhas, headed by the son of that gopi, was following Krishna. Krishna, by hints by his eyes, he called the son of that mother gopi next to him and told, "Oh mother, my body is so delicate, so fragile, so soft. You hold me so tightly. I am feeling burning sensation. Can you switch off with other hand, please?" Mother gopi told, "Yes, if you give your other hand first, then I can switch it off." Krishna said, "Okay, no problem." Then Krishna called his friend, the son of the same gopis, and give the hand of his sakhas to the mother gopi, and came behind, and from there other he ran away from there and entered his house and asked his other sakhas, "Go away from here." And he fell asleep on his bed, like he's not sleeping at all, he's imitating like he's sleeping. After few minutes, that motherlihood gopi came and knocked the door. "Oh Jasode, oh Jasode." Gradually he's knocking and calling Mother Jasoda louder and louder. Mother Jasoda smilingly came and told, "Oh my dear Sakhi, what happened? Early in the morning, why screaming so much? What is the cause of your disturbance for my son? He's sleeping, he will wake up, then you disturb for me to work. I have to do so many job." Then motherhood gopi told, "Yes, Jasoda, your son is sleeping. Your son is not sleeping, he was stealing butter." Mother said, "How come? Few minutes before I have seen he is sleeping, so I am absorbed in household job, or you are telling that he is stealing butter? I never believed that." Mother said, "Yes, can you show my son, please?" In the meantime, Krishna coming out from his room, bedroom, and he is keeping rubbing his eyes and weeping slowly, "Maya, I am hungry, Maya, I am hungry." But mother was talking, he could not listen Krishna's voice. And mother had told, "Okay, show my son, where is my son?" As soon as gopi take off the veil from him and from the boy, in the meantime Krishna came to next to Jasoda. Mother said, "Where is my son?" "Then look here." And she found that gopi holding her own son. And then gopi asked, "Oh, you? How come, my dear son, you came with me?" "Well, yes, you hold me and told, no, you have to go to with me. By force you drag me, what can I do?" Then Krishna said, Maya, look, you're all sakhis, they're always telling lie. Because they are behaving so miserly, even they never feed their son properly, what they will do? Where they will go? When they are hungry, the small boy, they bound to steal their own house, where they will go? Look, you are also curious to tell this." Then that gopi became so ashamed, so shy, she ran away from there, few days never came. Then Krishna told to his own reflection, "This is my very confidential thing to telling you." He's telling his own reflection, "Do you know any tricks, how to steal water and other thing?" He is opening his heart and want to know about his heart, means the reflection heart. First one to give, one to accept, means dadati pratigrinati. Then he is telling his confidential thing and want to know about his confidential thing. Guyama khati prachi bhungte. And to make him friendship, but what I am telling, he is imitating me same way. So better, if I have to control him, I have to feed him something. Krishna told, "Look, my mother churned so nice yogurt and so fresh, so tasty. You can eat some and you can feed me some." what Krishna imitating, posing, his reflection posing same way. Then Krishna became very angry. Oh, I want to make him friendship. I thought this boy is very simple. This boy is not simply very crooked. Then Krishna saw his teeth like a monkey. Mother Yashoda, behind him he was watching everything. How Krishna playing with his own reflection. And Yashoda mother began to laugh, could not check herself. How come mother laughing? Then he understood, oh, this is my own reflection. Then he came to Mother Yashoda and hid himself by Mother Yashoda's bell. Mother Yashoda should not see me. So seeing this pastime, so Rupa Goswami Pad composed one slok of Upadeshamritam, the essence of all advice, or Upadeshamrit, dadati prati grinnati, yuyam akhati prichati, bhungte bhajate chaiva, sadabidha prati lakshanam. If you want to make friendship with someone, you have to give him something, have to accept something, and have to tell your confidential thing which you have mind, and have to listen from him, and have to feed him, and have to eat from him. If you do this six loving exchange with a Vaishnava guru, then your love will increase towards guru and Vaishnava gradually. If you do with materialistic person, then your attachment will increase your materialistic person. So being Rupa Goswami in this world, he entered in Bhav Samadhi in his trance and saw this pastime, and he entered in Brajlok. So devotee, being in this material world and in his sadhak sarir, he may go to Bhagavad, the eternal abode of God, and come back. I am telling all this, the influence of Raganuga Bhakti. You know about Narottam Thakur, Samananda Prabhu and Srinivas Acharya. I am giving some example of Srinivas Acharya. One Srinivas Acharya was in the royal palace of King Birhambir in Bishnupur, West Bengal of India. One day he was meditating and gradually entered in trance. 3-4 days have been passed. His servants and associate thought he disappeared from this world. All are lamenting and became very worried for this. This news came to Ramchandra Kaviraj, his nearest and dearest disciple. He immediately came to Vishnupur and he took his seat just next to Srinivas Acharya Prabhu. And he absorbed in his bhajan and entered in trance and entered into transcendental pastime of divine couple. Then he saw all are searching something. What's the searching? Radhika's nose ring dropped down from her nose, so all sakis are very worried, they are searching, but none can find out. Srinivas Acharya Prabhu, by his own Manjari Sarup and under guidance of his Guru Manjari, he also searching everywhere, but none can find. So all became very distressed. And Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj, he also entered in trance, and his own Manjari Sarup, he entered that pastime. And he was in form of Manjaris, he was searching too. After few moments, Ramchandra Kaviraj in Manjari form, he found it. It was just beneath the lotus leaves. And he offered to his Guru Manjari, and gradually Guru Parampara and Manjaris went to Srimati Radhika. And Radhika became very pleased. Who found this? Then told this new, your this new male servant. Radhika became very happy with Ramchandra Kaviraj in his Manjari form. Then after some time, Srila Srinivas Acharya Prabhu and Ramchandra Kaviraj both came in Vayya Dasa, means in external sense. Then when they came and they heard all this thing, all Vaishnavas became very happy. So being in this world, they are entering in transcendental realm of Krishna and coming back. This is the example. With Uttam Bhagavat, they have three stages. One called Bahya Dasa, means external stage. In external stage, they do Harinam Sankirtan. And Ardha Bahya Dasa, not in external, neither not external stage, not in Samadhi, in between. Another called Antar Dasa. In Antar Dasa, they enter in trance and enter in eternal pastime of Krishna, spiritual Kai. And when they come back in this world, before that, in between external stage and internal stage, called half external stage, at that time they speak some word, this there is no link. I'm giving another example. Sometime Srila Srinivas Acharya Prabhu, he was meditating upon Mahaprabhu's Navadvip pastime, and he decorated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by so many flowers and fanning him. And he became so absorbed fanning and serving Mahaprabhu. Being situated in this sadhak sarir and is serving all this by his transcendental form as a servant of Mahaprabhu, then tears are coming, and here ends in the end all this. And seeing Mahaprabhu, seeing Srinivas Acharya's condition, Mahaprabhu, through one of his servant, he gave his own flower garland in the neck of Srinivas Acharya Prabhu. And it was so fragrant, all area became fragrant. After some time, Srinivas Acharya came in external stage, means in Bahya Dasa. They mention in Bhakti Ratnakar, sixth taranga, Acharya Bahya Gyan Hoilo Heno Kale, Prabhu Datta Mala Dekhe Apanar Gale. And when he came in external stage and he saw, they found that same garland where he decorated Mahaprabhu by this garland, same garland in his neck, and Mahaprabhu gave him, he became very surprised. Another time, Srila Srinivas Acharya Prabhu, being in this sadhak, situated in the sadhak sarir, he entered the holy lila, means Sri Krishna and Srimati Radhika and other gopis, they are throwing color each other. And Srinivas Acharya Prabhu, by his Manjari form, he entered there. All sakhis throwing color to divine couple, both Srimati Radhika and Sri Krishna, their body became different colors, colorful. Srinivas Acharya Prabhu also under guidance of his Guru Manjari, and he bringing color and supplying to her. And same Bhakti Ratnakar in sixth taranga, Hoila seva samadhan bhajya gyana hoite, dekhe phagu moye deho narelu kaite. When this pastime finished, he came in external stage and he saw all color on his own body, on his own cloth. So this is the example that Raganuga sadhak, being in this world, they can enter the eternal abode of Radha Krishna. I am giving another example. Once Srila Narottam Thakur, was entered in trance. And being in Kunja, is serving divine couple and watching their pastimes. Srimad Radhika, being curious, she ordered to her maid servants to bring some food stuff. So all became very worried, all are bringing different things. So Narottam Thakur, in his Manjari form, under guidance of his Guru Manjari, his Gurudev in form of Manjari ordered her to boil some milk. So in trance he was boiling milk. Uthali pade dugdha dekhi byasta hoila, chulli hoite dugdha patra haste namaila. Hastadagdha hoila taha kichu smriti nai, dugdha bartan kori dila sokhi thai. Maner anande radha krishne bhunjaila, অবশেষ লভ্যমাত্রে বাহ্য জ্ঞান হইল। দগ্ধস্ত দৃষ্টিমাত্র কইলা সঙ্গপন, জানিলেন মর্ম অন্তরঙ্গ কোন জন। সো হোয়েন নরোত্তম ঠাকুর গুরু মঞ্জুরি অর্ডার হার টু বয়েল দ্য মিল্ক, মিল্ক ওয়াজ বয়েলিং ওভার, সো হি বিকেম সি বিকেম ভেরি ইয়ারি অ্যান্ড হি কুড নট ফাইন্ড এনি ক্লথ, বাই ইস এম্পটি হ্যান্ডেড হি টুক of the pot from the burner, but his hand became burnt, but he don't remember, and he supplied that hot milk his Gurudev, and his Gurudev and she and others, they feed Radha Krishna, and when they took prasad, immediately he came in external sense and saw that his hand became burnt. Some very near and dear associates came to know all these things, not others. So there are so many examples, how many will do, then the book will be very vast. So if someone is a qualified disciple serving any bona fide guru, he can understand, realize so many activities that being in this, being situated in this material world, his Gurudev is entering in Radha Krishna's eternal pastime and coming back, and understand. So in the practice of Raganuga Bhakti, that Guru is Krishna Roop or Krishna Swarup, it will be covered, and continuously under guidance of Guru Rupa Manjari, he will serve divine couple in a kunja. So Guru is Krishna Prestha, near and dear to Krishna. What kind of near and dear? That's Guru is from a Manjari. This is the best thing, that he is Krishna Prestha in Manjari Roop. There is no need to remember other than that Guru is Manjari, especially in Kali Yuga, for Mahaprabhu want to donate Sabhakti Sriyam, which he explained as before. Just like in this physical body and subtle body, which you are doing activity, only it is possible if soul is there. If there is no soul, we could not do any activity of by this gross body and by the subtle body. So everything depends on soul. In same way, although it mentioned that Raganuga Bhajan, a prominency of meditation is there, but actually the meditation is a limb, not the meditation is like body, and what is the soul of the bhajan? Sri Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Just like without soul this body became dead, in same way in Kali Yuga, especially is Dhanya Kali, in which Kali Mahaprabhu appeared in this world, especially in this Kali. Without the help of Harinam Sankirtan, any kind of sadhana, either Vidhi Bhakti sadhana or Agana Bhakti sadhana, all are useless. So, Harinam Sankirtan is the soul of all bhajan. So, Srila Jiva Goswami Pada has told that Nam Sankirtan in Bhakti Sandarbha, reference 275, Nam Sankirtana Aparityagena Smaranam Kurjat. Without giving up Harinam Sankirtan, someone can do meditation. Even our Purvacharya, one of the Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, has told in his Bhagavatamritam, Krishna Sanana Vidhakirtanesu, another slok, Mannamahe Kirtanamiva Sattamam. When you type, you can ask Achyuta Prabhu in form his folio, he can tell these two slok and meaning also. So, Raganuga Bhajan, when you observe Raganuga Bhajan, although observation is needed there, but by Harinam, someone may think, oh, I am so much absorbed by Harinam Sankirtan, it will disturb. No, it never be disturbed. Although absorption is needed in any bhajan, by Harinam Sankirtan, it will nourish, never be vanquished. Although there is some difference between Vaidhi Bhakti and Rag Bhakti, the regulative devotion and spontaneous devotion, still there is some although there is some difference between spontaneous devotion and regulative devotion, but in beginning stage both are externally look like same. Just like as for example, when you are traveling by train or by journey by aeroplane from any airport, all flights are flying from same runway. After that, after a few seconds, they are going their own destination. But in beginning, they run in same runway, same direction. In same way, although there is difference between Vidhi Bhakti and Rag Bhakti, but in beginning, externally, Shravan Kirtan is same. In same way, so in Shuddha Bhakti, external sadhan and the sequence up to prem, look like same. So it mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, Slok Number 24. Svatang prasangan mama virya sangvido bhavanti hritkarna rasayanaha kathaha tajyasanad astapavarga vartmani sraddharati bhakti anukramishati. Bhagavan Kapil Dev is described to his mother Devuti Devi. the spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees. Why so? Because when you discuss among devotees, then the Bhagavan name, his form and his quality and pastime will be discussed there. Not only that, and it is very greatly pleasing to hear and heard too in that association. If someone hears from devotees, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens and gradually one attains firm faith that in due to course develop into attraction and devotion. The sequence of bhakti is explained in Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad in details. Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, Purva Vibhag, 4th Lahari, Slok number 15-16. Adau Shraddha Tataha Sadhu Sangho Atha Bhajana Kriya Tatu Anarthani Vrittihi Sat Tatu Nishtha Ruchis Tataha Atha Saktis Tatu Bhavah Stata Prima Budanchati Sadhakanam Yang Premno Pradurbhavo Bhavit Ramaha. So first Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha, after that Bhajan Kriya start, then gradually unwanted desire will go away, then steadiness will come, then taste, then attachment, then bhav, after that prem. This is the sequence of prem, how to achieve prem from Shraddha to prem. So for the sequence in bhakti from Shraddha to prem, both regulative devotion and spontaneous devotion, externally Shravan Kirtan and the sadhana, the practice which mentioned in Shastra, in scripture, almost same, externally almost same. Only difference is this, in Vidhi Marga is following the conjunction of Shastra and then he try to do bhajan, and rag marga not like this. I am giving an example of vidhi marga. Break din kichu kheto hobe to apni break dile tabe to dibo. So once Ramchandra Prabhu went in exile to fulfill his father's truth. When he went to the ashram of Agastya Rishi, it mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana, in Agastya Rishi, he was sitting in Agastya Rishi ashram. There is a big pond. He saw that one aeroplane came down from heavenly planet. The aeroplane landed on the bank of pond, and one like demigod came out from the aeroplane, and he went into the pond, and there one dead body was floating. He dragged the dead body, cut some piece of the dead body and eat, went again by aeroplane, he went to heavenly planet. And seeing this, Bhagavan Ramchandra became, Sri Ramchandra became surprised. Although he is Bhagavan, he knows everything, he is omniscient, still for the teachings of the humans of the world, he asked Agastya Rishi, what is the cause he did so? Then Agastya Rishi told, oh, you are Bhagavan, Supreme Personality, Godhead, still for the teachings of the world you are asking me, okay, I am replying you. This guy was very honest and very wealthy, but he never served his parents. So if you not serve your parents, if you do some good activity, by a good activity you can go to heavenly planet, but there, going there you could not drink nectar and could not eat anything in heavenly planet. Your dead body will be protected in this world, You have to come every day from heavenly planet and have to take your own place. Hearing this, some think, oh, if I not serve my parents, that will be great danger. So I have to serve my parents. So hearing this or seeing this, if somebody entered in bhajan, then it's called vidhi bhakti or regulative devotion. And rag marga, hearing the pastimes of divine couple, if somebody want to serve same way, like hearing the friend pastimes, then oh, I want to be friend like Krishna, and want to be like parents of Krishna, want to be beloved of Krishna, hearing the pastimes, and who entered in bhajan, they called Lagarunga Bhakti. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur has told in Raghavardhana Chandrika, Lobha pravartitang vidhi margena sevanam eva raga marga uchyate. Vidhi pravartitang vidhi margena sevanam cha vidhi marga iti. Hearing the regulative of or injunction of Shastra, if entered in bhakti, they call vidhi marga. And hearing the sweet pastime of divine couple who want to enter in bhakti, they call spontaneous devotion or raga marga.